This is a CKTZ News Update. I'm Louis Belcourt.
Manson's Hall has been hosting a weekly empowerment self-defense class taught by a martial arts and kinesiology specialist. Local Cortez Islander Caitlin Garrett created Fierce and Fluid, a class where she teaches using a blend of cardio kickboxing, karate, and martial arts philosophy to empower her students. Caitlin is a black belt in karate and was a national team fighter for 8 years. She studied at UBC, where she got a degree in kinesiology, and went on to study and teach yoga for 15 years. Caitlin stated in our interview that the clientele for this class is mostly women, but the class is open to all genders. Garrett is also donating the proceeds from her Monday Fierce and Fluid class to the SCCA to help support their programming. I spoke with Caitlin for more on her teaching philosophy and what benefits there are in studying philosophy in our modern world.
My name's Caitlin Garrett, and I have a background in movement, teaching movement and body work. I studied at UBC as a kinesiologist and exercise physiologist, and then went into yoga. I grew up doing karate as a black belt. I studied here actually in Camel River. My whole childhood, I was on the provincial and national team from the age of 14 into my early 20s. And I had the privilege and honor of getting to fight competitively. And I learned a lot through that process, and all of that is what this program, Fierce and Fluid, has been weaved into.
Tell me about this program you've been running at the Manson's Hall here, this Fierce and Fluid happening on Monday nights.
Yeah, it's a program to empower individuals in their bodies just to feel more confident in their lives, to take more action in how they move through the world from a place of truth and a place of centeredness, a place of core being. So the intention was to weave together a lot of the background I have in doing and teaching movement and body work, and then also integrating my martial art background and just encouraging women. I know for women especially, that's mostly the clientele that comes. It's an opportunity for them to reclaim aspects of themselves that they've abandoned. A lot of the narratives are, we're not really supposed to be fierce, we're supposed to be polite and gentle and all these things. And so it's just really cool to watch these claim their voice. We do a lot of like ki-ing and just learning moves that make them feel strong and confident to walk through the world and feel like they have bodily autonomy.
Interesting. So what do you think the average person can learn from martial arts, considering you've spent a lot of time with it, and I'm sure you can see the benefits one can learn from learning how to fight?
Yeah, I feel you learn a deep kind of respect for energy, for the energies, relationship, and dialoguing through that like kinesthetic, physical way in which we communicate all the time with our bodies, and just learning to fine-tune that. You know, especially for women, a lot of women throughout their lives have felt unsafe or had moments where they abandoned themselves or were taken advantage, and so this can be really life-changing for someone. There's a beautiful value system that is steeped in the traditions in karate, and I weave that into the self-defense aspect to just encourage individuals to feel like they can express more honestly and more powerfully their boundaries. And yeah, it's genuinely a weaving, I want to say, of the ancient traditions that are in there. We repeat the mantra at the end of class. We bow. We have parts that are so traditional in the experience, but then I also weave in just the day-to-day experience of what it's like to move through this current world and this current reality. And a lot of us have felt disempowered in so many ways, and it's just an opportunity to reclaim aspects of how we show up, how we listen to our bodies, how we dance with life. And there's times where we need to say no so that we can say yes to ourselves. And learning that physically instills this kind of courage in individuals to be more honest with themselves and with others. And that transforms when everyone gets the opportunity to be more authentic and more real. Just people are overall more happy.
How do you feel that what you're teaching in terms of the physicality and the movements and the martial art aspect of your teaching imparts and influences your students' philosophies? And how do you feel the actual philosophy of the martial arts you're teaching, the sort of the practice and the ways and the rules and the grace of the martial arts, how do you feel like that impart the physicality of what you teach?
By the nature of being human, we're reading and communicating through our bodies, through our energy. And so I think what's so cool about karate and these ancient teachings, yoga is another one that I studied for a very long time. They have very strong ethics and values that you return to, and they ground you and they hold you in integrity in your movement. It takes the ego out of it. It's humbling. And the movement then is expressed that way. So rather than someone trying to prove something in their body, so say we're learning a combination of punching an attack and kicking, and that person might, to an old condition in their mind, because most of us went to school in a way where you were based on your performance, not on your learning. And so this kind of untangles and deconditions that part of us and allows us to have a more playful, curious relationship to our bodies and to movement, where the dialogue now is actually for a really strong attack or really intelligent and wise defense, or that, you know, that sort of seeing before something even happened, having our peripherals wide and being available to the moment. This can only happen when we are embodying the values and the principles that these ancient traditions that karate teaches. And see, for the students, they get to come out of that conditioning of, look at me, or am I doing this right? Or like trying to please. Sometimes they abandon their own bodies, push too hard, they're not listening to their edges. And the way that these teachings offer us to come back to really truly being first embodied in our bodies and being in a harmonious relationship with energy moving through our bodies, and that principle, it changes just how we end up moving through the world. And I really see it in, I've got a really awesome group of teenage girls that are coming regularly because there's this amazing program happening on Cortez right now. And it's just, it's filled my heart because these young girls, they've got lots of things that they're facing and the hormones and the emotions and just learning to be in this interesting time and the insecurities and all these things. But when they stand and they take their connection to their feet through the earth, through their pelvis, into an expression of, like, this is my claim, this is my knower, this is who I am. Like, it's just, you watch their whole posture change. You watch them leave the room with more pep in their step, with an energy field that's now beyond their bodies instead of coming in collapsed and heavy. And a lot of the older women as well, it's something about those ancient traditions have an ancestry that's holding us, an intelligence that's holding us in them. And we get to release ourselves from the masks or ideals that we try to fit into, which don't actually necessarily align. And we just get to be true in the present moment to our body and explore and express and be playful. And it's just liberating. Truly, it's liberating. And I appreciate these teachings so much.
Awesome. What are some of the positive effects of your class that you're offering at the hall? What do you see your students benefiting from when they walk away from your class?
My experience of observing them is they might walk in with some insecurity and a bit of a strangled or repressed voice, a little bit of like only inhabiting certain aspects of their body and of their expression. And by the time they leave and walk out, they take up more space, their posture's more confident. They carry themselves in a way that says, I know who I am and I know why I'm here. It's purposeful. Their step is purposeful. Quite often they're like giggling and smiling. There's a lot of connection that happens at the end because there's this liberation of repressed energy that often moves, getting to yell and deliver their roar into the world when they've been trained to be polite and quiet. It shifts completely the way that they move and leave space. And I hope that's translating into their everyday. And I imagine for some of them that is because they keep coming back. So I'm just grateful that it's giving them something, a reason to come back.
Yeah, absolutely. And tell me how this class is actually helping provide for and donate to the CCA.
Yeah, I was asked if I was willing to share my martial arts and self-defense background. And yeah, the community there, where there's some movement to try and support more participation and make it accessible. And so when I was asked, rather than taking like whatever the percentage would be or a class rate, I just decided to donate it to the SCCA because my daughter's in the play school there and I appreciate it so much. The people there that take care of our children are doing us such a service here. And gives me, as a mom, 2 days a week where I get to take care of myself and also tend to my own work. And I'm just so grateful to it. And I know that those programs take a lot to make sure they stay running. I know they take a lot of finances and a lot of amazing people behind it. And so that was just a way of giving back, of saying thank you for taking such good care of my daughter.
Thanks so much for your time, Caitlin.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
Fierce and Fluid is at Manson's Hall from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. every Monday, with a $5 drop-in fee for SCCA members. Louis Bocor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.